waited. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Documents show police in Uvalde, Texas, asked for protective equipment as they delayed entering the school. That's according to reporting from the New York Times.
At least 12 of the 33 students inside that combined classroom were not immediately killed, and they were still alive within that 77-minute window. Alive at the same time, more than 60 police officers were on scene and ready, but told, as we know, by the school police chief to not confront the gunman right away. According to the Times, that decision was based in part to wait on the arrival of protective gear for the officers. All the while, parents were outside Robb Elementary School begging police to make their move.
Fox's Casey Siegel in Dallas. Separately, Police Chief Pete Arredondo says he and his officers had no keys to the classrooms at the school and told the website, the Texas Tribune, it took 40 minutes for the keys to be delivered and took more time for the keys to be tried. As inflation and gas prices reach new highs, President Biden says his administration is doing all it can to combat it.
Gas prices at the pump. Energy and food prices account for half of the monthly price increases since May. Inflation outside of energy and food, what the economists call core inflation, moderated the last 2 months. Not enough, but it moderated. It's come down. We needed to come down much more quickly.
President speaking at the Port of Los Angeles, adding improving the supply chain is key to bringing down prices, and that's why he's focused on ports. The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international travelers test negative for COVID-19 within a day before boarding a flight to the United States, ending one of the last remaining government mandates designed to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The mandate will expire early Sunday morning. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A homeless and mentally ill man in Florida will stand trial on charges he stabbed a teenager to death.
Law enforcement in West Palm Beach say 39-year-old Semi Williams, a vagrant schizophrenic, will be made to stand trial for the killing of 14-year-old Ryan Rogers late last year. The teen was reported missing while out bike riding. Williams was charged with stabbing him to death. While his attorneys claim Williams' mental illness is too great for him to understand, he's charged with murder. Williams insists he's not insane, and a judge rules he can aid in his own defense. Prosecutors will seek the death penalty. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Former Alabama quarterback Jay Barker has entered what Tennessee prosecutors call a best interest plea to a misdemeanor charge of reckless endangerment after a January arrest on a felony domestic violence charge. The plea means he didn't admit guilt, but agreed that the state had enough evidence to prove its case. Court documents show in January, Barker, who is married to country music star Sarah Evans, attempted to hit two people with a vehicle, but missed. The sports world has another billionaire.
1 week since LeBron James was estimated by Forbes to be worth over $1 billion, Tiger Woods has joined this exclusive club for athletes that includes Michael Jordan. Tiger, Jordan, and LeBron, the only athletes worldwide known to have an estimated worth of at least $1 billion. Forbes notes that the majority of Tiger's earnings are not from golf tournaments, but sponsorship and endorsement deals with the likes of Nike, TaylorMade, and Gatorade. Forbes says that in the last 12 months, even though Tiger has not played much golf because of his SUV crash last February, the 15-time major golf champ earned $68 million off the course. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 880 points. The Nasdaq lost 414. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.